Ah, yes, gotta remember these wonderful times. Mahalo nui loa to Tina and her wonderful Mixed Plate Monday show. What's your show called, girl? Ah, she's filling in for Mischievous Mermaid today. Mahalo, it's great songs. Wonderful selection. Thank you so much for listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Moloa, K284AL Haleiwa. You can find us on the dial at 90.9 FM in Hanalei, 91.9 FM islandwide, 92.7 FM Anahola and Moloa, 104.7 if you're on Oahu, and 95.1 on the cable. And thank you so much to everyone who listens to us live worldwide at kkcr.org. Coming up next, Living Sovereign with Antipuanani Rogers. And Living Sovereign is made possible by all the great listeners like you and Chinyang Village, Kalaheo, and Kalaheo Chiropractors.
Qingyang Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Qingyang, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
If you'd like to learn more about the 2014 political candidates, please visit the KKCR.org audio archives page. There you will find links to political forums recorded live, Kauai Community Radio, keeping you informed. Visit KKCR.org.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, Natural Pain Relief Services, providing gentle chiropractic, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, electromagnetic cellular therapy, and spinal rehab. Most major health insurance plans and Medicare accepted. Open Monday through Friday, 332-5580 or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Moloa'a, K284AL, Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it sounded like Sandy wanted to repeat that one more time. aloha, Auntie Nani. Aloha. I'm just going to wait for your cue to play the song. Eh?
All right. Go ahead. Aloha, Velina Kako, everybody. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Welcome to the show again. Here we go with our theme song, Living Sovereign, with Brother Iz. Weeha!
This song is holy, guys. They call themselves the Horn Style Band. We recorded this song with us.
Aloha mai kako. It's Nani Rogers again, and it's the first Monday of the month, December 1st. Wow, that was fast. It's the end of the year, isn't it, Leilani?
One more month.
Oh, unbelievable. What happened to the year?
Well, we're in the favorite season of one of my favorite seasons.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Makahiki.
Oh, yes. Oh, kickback time, right? Yeah. Celebration.
Harvest.
Put down the spears and the swords and the guns and bury it. Because no warlike activity is allowed.
Only friendly competition.
We gotta be, yes, friendly competition. Makahiki games. Yes, right on. Eyo, Lonoika Makahiki season is here. And it was Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Nice and peaceful.
Are you thankful?
I'm thankful every morning and
every night. Every day with mahalo ke akua.
Yeah.
Just about everything.
Yeah. Being able to still breathe.
Yes. But it's nice to have a special time in the year when we do just totally acknowledge what it is to be thankful for, yeah?
Yep. Yeah.
My God.
Yep.
And I had this fun
good
and
meal.
Then of course it's that food.
Yeah. We all get so full after with the abundance.
Time. Well, see, that's what Makahiki is, too.
Abundance.
Makahiki is celebrating the abundance of the aina, all the gifts of the aina. We bring it all to the table and share with everybody.
So a few of us just had our own little potluck together, a few friends, and celebrate, eat, pass out.
I know. Oh, yeah. Then we played games.
Played games.
The children had a
good fellowship.
Yep. What else did we celebrate also on the November 28th?
La Kuo'okoa.
La Kuo'okoa. It's our own Hawaiian Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yay!
Friday it was, yeah.
Yes. And we all, there was an event planned, and it was a car convoy, and was so much fun. They started from Kekaha at MacArthur Park at 9 a.m. Thursday morning. And what they were going to do was they were going to go to every single moku on Kauai. Because this is the same group that were... did the initiative of putting up the moku signs, moku boundary signs for our Kauai Island.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so so Napali and Ni'ihau was one with the two mokus, and then they did Waimea. What is the other one? Kona, Puna,
Halalea.
Ko'olau, Halalea, and Haena. Napali.
Napali, yeah.
Napali.
Yeah.
Yes, it's good to know. I'm glad that, you know, we are getting educated about our cultural things. And important to know about your aina, because it is your identity. So learning the mokus is good, and then within the mokus we have the ahupua'a, and so we learned that. And in the ahupua'a are things that you need to be concerned about, because that therein is your sustainable foundation of your life.
And ahupua'a meaning the land divisions of that particular...
Aye, within a moku.
Right.
Yeah.
Special area.
Right. And it usually has a water source. There's usually a stream there. And ahupua'a means from the mountains to the oceans, and out about 3 or 4 miles is the whole ahupua'a food system, we'll say.
Resource.
But that's how our kupunas did it, and that's how they survived.
The old school way of resource management.
Aye, that's what it is. Sustainability. Aye. All the holy words, it all means aupua'a. Or self-sufficiency. That's another word. That means aupua'a.
So Hawaii Independence Day.
Hawaii Independence Day. Yeah. This is what happened. I'm sure you've heard the story before, listeners. If not, you can call us up. It's 826-7771. But if you, you know, keep on listening, I can tell you what it means. It happened on November 28th in the year 1843 when the United States, Great Britain, and France got together with Hawaii and declared, they signed a, was it a petition, that stated that Hawaii was an independent nation, a separate country. It had it all, its own people, government, etc.
It was a formal agreement of recognition of the Hawaiian
The
Hawaiian government.
Right. And present there was
Anglo-Franco Proclamation, they called it.
Anglo-Franco, yeah, okay. English, French. Was the United States there, too?
Nope, it was only England, France, and Hawaii together.
And Hawaii. So what a wonderful occasion. Our people traveled over there to Europe. I believe it took place in Europe. I can't read my paper, so I don't know what it says. Do you have the information there?
I do, but it might not be the same what you have written down, so my glasses work for you.
It does.
Okay.
Okay, mahalo. At the Court of London, the British and French governments entered into a formal agreement of the recognition of Hawaiian independence with what is called the Anglo-Franco Proclamation. That's what it was, a proclamation. Thank you. To wit, it says, Her Majesty the Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, and His Majesty the King of French, taking into consideration the existence in the Sandwich Islands, Hawaiian Islands, of a government capable of providing for the regularity of its relations with foreign nations, have thought it right to engage reciprocally to consider the Sandwich Islands as an independent state and never to take possession, neither directly or under the title of protectorate or under any other form of any part of the territory of which they are composed. Okay, so they can't come and try to conquer us, in other words. Okay, the undersigned, Her Majesty's Principal Secretary of State of Foreign Affairs, and the Ambassador Extraordinary of His Majesty the King of France, at the Court of London, being furnished with the necessary powers, hereby declare in consequence that their said majesties take reciprocally that engagement. In witness whereof, the undersigned have signed the present declaration and have affixed thereto the seal of their arms. Done in duplicate, London, the 28th day of November, in the year of our Lord 1843. So what I'm reading to you is the formal agreement of recognition. That's why we celebrate that as our Independence Day, not July 4th, but November 28th, 1843. I understand throughout the islands, not only on Kauai, but also on the island of Hawaii, Maui, I think Molokai and Oahu, they also had celebrations. People were out on the streets marching with their flags. And our car convoy had flags flying on every car. There was about 12 cars. And I thought it was impressive. We were beeping the horn every time we went through a town and everything and yelling, Hawaiian Independence Day, not July 4th, but today. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, do we have a Hawaiian Independence song we can play?
Well, that's a lot of songs. Which one you have in mind, Auntie?
Oh, E Ala E.
Let's see, we have E Ala E, and we... Oh.
That means we gotta wake up and declare that we are sovereign, that we are an independent nation, and that we never, ever relinquished it. Never, ever. And never will. So, everybody, don't keep repeating or remembering what they're telling you, that you are an American and that you are a part of the United States, or that they have jurisdiction over our aina, over our lands. Don't believe that anymore. That's not the truth. So, if you empower yourself to know and remember that and live it, then you will find that things will be better, can get better. In your life, in your family's life, in your community life. Because what you're living is the truth, and the truth is undeniable. You know, the truth is fact. Fact can't be, is irrefutable, but sometimes the truth can get twisted. So be careful. Well, when we say we speak the truth, you know, make sure we know what we're saying. And if you don't know, then make the correction. Okay, where's the song? We found it. Oh, you're waiting for me? Okay, here we go.
What it is, but feeling the music. And, you know, Hawaiian music, I think there's a lot of feeling that cannot be explained, so that's why it's...
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian nation. Of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E'ala'e, e'ala'e, we the voices behind the face, the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice, the day has come for all our people. And then one
And welcome back to Mixed Plates Monday, Living Sovereign with Auntie Puanani Rogers.
Oh, yes, mahalo. Oh, I love those two songs. Mahalo, e ala e. And then continuing on our celebration of La Kuʻokoʻa, I came across this one that was put out, announcement that was put out by the Big Island. It's called A March in Celebration of La Kuʻokoʻa, Hawaiian Independence Day. And it's from Holualoa Kona, Hawaii. And it's entitled Nawe Ike Aloha Aina, A March in Celebration of La Kuʻokoʻa Hawaiian Independence Day. And this happened, of course, on Friday at 8 o'clock, and they went from the old airport to Keoho Small Boat Harbor. And it reads, Hawaiians and supporters across the islands will march on La Kuʻokoʻa, Hawaiian Independence Day, on Friday, November 28, 2014, in an effort to enhance awareness in our communities and throughout the world about one of the longest standing national holidays of the Kingdom of Hawaii. I didn't realize that. Did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Marchers will, okay, they'll gather at the airport going across to whatever, and then they went on to say in Hawaiian, Nawe means to march. It also means to move, to shake, or to tremble, to vibrate, and to quake as the earth. Aloha Aina means love of one's land or of one's country. It means patriot, a patriot who illustrates a deep love for the land. So on this day of national independence, we hope that our lahui, our nation, will nawe.
I didn't know that.
That is, the march is meant to illustrate a true and deep love that will shake, vibrate, tremble, and move our land and people forward towards our true patriotism. I love that. Aloha Aina, that means
nice.
Patriotism. Yes.
We have a lovely chant that was done by Aloha Kahu on their CD called Aloha Aina.
Oh, there is.
Very powerful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have it? Yes, let's play it.
After Walden's. Did you want Walden's?
No, we'll do the Aloha Aina first.
Aloha Aina.
Okay. Yeah.
I koma koe na ke ia o Hawaii nei, aloha I ka poe, laole I ka nani, mai na mauna I ke kai. E nani opuni e ina aku vai o na mea nana aku, o koma koe na ke ia o Hawaii nei, aloha I a ina kanaka.
Thank you.
from the Aloha Ke Kua CD, Aloha Aina.
Aloha Aina, mahalo. Well, that was what the march also was about. It was a march of aloha. It was aloha for our aina, aloha for our country, aloha for our leaders, our monarchs, our kings and queens that ruled our aina. I'm thankful that they prepared a place for us to live where we have our own freedom and you know what I'm trying to say? Oh, I'm just lost for words. It's like they prepared a way for us to live and get what we have here today on our aina. And I think we've got a lot to thank them for that. On the political side, you know, it was King Kamehameha III that did the protected our lands for us in perpetuity in the laws that he wrote for us. So anyway, we marched together and won with the hope that our claim to national independence may be seen and heard by our local communities and throughout the world. Aloha Aina is alive and it never dies. So it was in July 8th in 1842 that King Kauikeaouli dispatched 3 delegates to America and Europe to ultimately secure recognition of Hawaiian independence by the powers of the world. And that's when it happened, when they went to... So the delegation, by the way, was led by Timoteo Ha'aliliu. Yeah. He's our hero. Yeah. Yes, he is one of our heroes in our Hawaiian history. He was assured independence by the heads of state of the United States, Great Britain, and France. And on November 28th, the Kingdom of Hawaii was officially recognized as an independent country by Queen Victoria, and along with King Louis Philippe of France. And in the Court of London, thereby, what, it didn't say who was the representative from the United States, so did it? Ke Lakuakoa was celebrated throughout the Kingdom of Hawaii from 1843 until 1893, when Queen Liʻuokalani was illegally overthrown on January 17th, and with the assistance of the U.S. Minister to Hawaii, John L. Stevens.
The United States made a separate treaty with them.
Okay.
With us, as opposed to with this proclamation, it was only France and Europe. But it was during that whole excursion out to get all the
yes
support.
Yeah. And then we did get other treaties too. In fact, Keanu claims that there was like 20-something treaties with 27 different countries too at one time.
And then what happened? That all of a sudden Lakuakoa no longer was.
Yes, yeah. It stopped in 1893. Well, you know why?
Yeah.
Because of the overthrow.
Thanksgiving. They made Thanksgiving a holiday on the same day.
Oh, he did. Who did? Kamehameha.
No. It wasn't us.
Oh,
it was
the
Pecos.
Yeah. Okay, I have one more paragraph here. I forgot to read, and it says that the United States of America only claim to acquiring Hawaii is in the Newlands Resolution. Oh, okay. That's all this was. It's a joint resolution, and that's how they claim to sign by President McKinley on July 7th, 1898.
Yeah, so it began that thus began the American holiday of Thanksgiving had become the official national holiday instead.
Oh, wow.
Up until when was that where it was resurfaced again?
Recently.
Yeah, recently revived.
I would say within the past 20 years, maybe, or 10 years.
And it's such an important day for us, because it fully recognizes
mm-hmm.
Hawaii's membership into the World Family of Nations, the Hawaiian Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really strong...
That's huge.
...accomplishment.
Yes, a little island like us. In the Pacific, far away from everything, but still, we had electricity. Kamehameha had electricity. We were very forward-thinking. Like I say again, thanks
light
to
first
our,
in the palace.
Yes. So grateful to our leaders, to our kings and queen, for taking care of us and making sure that our future would be okay, except it isn't okay right now because of the military occupation, but we have the Ahupua'a system, we have our aina, we know how to take care of it. That much our gifts from our kupuna, mahalo. Thanksgiving a lot to our leaders of our country, our kings and queens of yesteryear, and for their ruling and their policies and their constitution and everything that they did to keep us a strong and peaceful, neutral nation. Mahalo to them.
And you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224 CQ Moloa'a, and K284 AL in Haleiwa. And mahalo to all who are listening to us throughout the United States on KKCR.org. We also have listeners in Canada, New Zealand, and Japan. Thank you for joining in. This is Monday Mixed Plate with Auntie Pu'anani Rogers and Sister Lei here, engineering the boards and all the equipment. And we've also got another great announcement about the Kalo Festival.
Oh, yay. And that is happening next week, Saturday.
Yeah, here's the announcement right now.
Oh,
Waipa Foundation presents the 5th Annual Kalo Festival, Sunday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Waipa, just past Hanalei. A celebration of everything Kalo for the whole family. Live music and hula, local artisans, fresh food with kalo, poi pounding, hands-on crafts, and the Queen's Challenge Kalo Contest. A water slide for the keiki, too. Information about pre-festival workshops, recipes, and art contests online at waipafoundation.org or by calling 826-9969. That's the Kalo Festival, Sunday, December 7th. Entry fees support the nonprofit Waipa Foundation.
And thanks to Sandy Swift for that announcement. She does her Kanikapila show every Monday and Fridays.
Yeah, aloha, Sandy.
9 to 11. Mm-hmm. And we also have a special announcement out to everyone. Our air conditioning here at the studio is old.
Kaput.
And it's pretty kaput. So, station manager and our coordinator here.
Mm-hmm.
Could use some help.
Our two guys, yeah.
They're working diligently in there.
Two heads together there.
But we could really use some help. So if you know of, first off, if you know anybody in the air conditioning business who could help us out, come over to the studio, give the office a call at 826-7774, and talk to Dean or Dove, and either one of them will be happy to take your call to see if there's anything we can do to get everything up and running again.
Mm-hmm.
We also could use donations. So have, because
Kokua, please help.
After looking at some, our office magician, Laura, has gone and looked at some bids and stuff, and it looks like, it could cost 15 grand plus.
Oh.
And so we could use some kokua, some help.
Oh, yes.
On financing it. So you can go to our website at kkcr.org.
Mm-hmm. Do
there's
a donation.
A donate button right there.
Right on.
And it
will
take care of you. Or, again, you can call the office at 826-7774 during business hours, and we'll be happy to take your call.
All right. And the reason why it's so important that we have the air conditioning is because of our equipment. Our broadcasting equipment gets really hot, and so, you have to keep it cool down.
We have to keep it certain temperatures.
So
I don't have to pull out my hammers. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
So shall we do a song? Or a couple songs, maybe?
Okay.
We've got Walden Ke Kaoha coming up next with Kanaka Maole.
Yoo-hoo, I love that song.
All right, let's play them.
Kanaka Maole.
Set our feet before the sand, 'cause we're falling.
one, Kalanpaik Kupawa is their group name, and that's from the album Bumbai, Hawaiian Soul, written by John Osorio, yeah?
Oh, that was, yes. Oh, I used to cry when he and Kanalu Young used to sing that together. Oh.
And that goes out to all of our Kanaka warriors, yeah.
Yes.
Past, present, and future.
Future.
We want to let you know, stay tuned for Top of the Hour at 6 p.m. will be Cousin Rich with Can You Dig It Jazz. He's in the house getting ready for you.
All right, Cousin Rich.
Nice to see him.
All right, then. So what's happening this month besides Christmas? Christmas, boo, humbug.
Well, you know, your next show,
yes,
is going to be January. Oh, my goodness. So it'll be like a recap of everything of the year. Huh?
Yeah, we could do that.
Oh,
yes.
We've come a long way.
What date is the first Monday of January, I wonder?
I don't know. I'd have to pull out something and look it up.
Anyway, we'll see you then, folks. And we'll probably have a lot to say that this time, because today I just cruising.
Cousin Rich is looking up the date for you.
Thankful, you know, just still in my thankful mood because it's Thanksgiving, and so happy to have all of my friends that I know here at KKCR that I have been working with for I don't know how many years now at KKCR. By the way, we are thankful for KKCR Community Radio on Kauai. It's the best. It's a way that our people have, it's a media that is open to our community to share and use and to help them in any way they can to get information out. Or to even, you know, we hope that what we're presenting to you with music and information is very useful in your lives. And we're grateful for KKCR. Mahalo.
And, yeah, so this is the last show for you, Nani, until next year. It'll be January 5th, I think.
January 5th. Oh, so we say aloha to 2014. What a year. It was kind of sad year. We lost a lot of people this past year, haven't we?
Yeah.
A lot of good, wonderful, loving people. I'm in fact, the call that I mentioned Tita Cheryl Lovell. We miss her very much. We send our aloha to her family if they're listening. But, yeah, that was one of those that we lost this past year. But let's think of happy things, not of sad things. Take care, everyone. Live sovereign. Remember, you are sovereign. This is our Aina. And have a wonderful holiday season to all of you. Kekua bless you. We love you always. And we say ahui ho. And we see you next year.